Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple and Google stores, download our app. It's especially important during the dark months because the FCC requires that our AM signal be powered down because of a lot of sun rays thing. This is not a physics seminar. We're not going to get into why, but that's the fact. So if you get this station on the AM signal, you're definitely going to be wanting to download the app. And then even on the FM signal, you're going to want to take Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go. And you'll also want to click on the Support Devil Radio link, which is what we put on the website because you asked for it. More than 80 right-wing stations sticking up for Trump, attacking our democracy, pushing the big lie that there's something wrong with our elections. We are the strongest, toughest, and least polite voice against that. Okay, we're going to the lines. Pizza Box Mike, my guest host, my friend, Pizza Box Mike. What's on your mind today, Pizza Box?
Well, the other big lie, pushing the big lie that we can't go too far left. And as you just watched Joe Manchin on corporate Nazi news, which is what they are again, because they softballed him, man. Let's get guys like Wisco Paul to take sides with Manchin and understand we need this hard infrastructure. You want to know why these guys want this hard infrastructure done? Is nobody benefits from it more than commerce and the people that own your ass and want you to go to work. It's not about making roads for people to travel and enjoy in this country. It's for work. And that's all this is. And now you're going to cut out everything I said. They were going to cut out the people that were going to be cut out the most were the people that needed the most help. This country is sick and dying, and I don't really care anymore. What I'm sick of hearing about is, oh, what about the fallout from this next election and the midterms and stuff and my good friend this and that? I'm so sick of listening to politicians talking out their asses, man. When is this country going to wake up and be somebody, man? Really? And it's not funny, Matt. I'm sorry. It's not funny. People will suffer. They will go hungry. And they will die under this rule in this country. It's just sick. Totally sick.
You're a good man. Thanks for calling in. And let me give a plug, just like I gave a plug to Luke for Dueling Tangents from 2 to 3. Pizza Box Mike has a great show at noon on Saturday. He also is a guest host when I'm not around to do the show for a day, and you're going to hear some very good, hard, progressive stuff out of him. And I will only say one more thing to him and Luke and the progressives is I'm with you. I think that Manchin should do it. Manchin's not doing it. All that you're going to accomplish by delaying the hard infrastructure vote, when Kevin McCarthy becomes speaker, all of our union trades, all of them are going to be working for non-union wages, whereas we can lock in union wages right now. I like union wages. Going back to the lines, Nick of Lake Mills, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Nick?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Big fan of Pizza Box as well. I know you set me straight last time. I'm a progressive, and we had a little conversation, and I'm seeing it your way. And right now I'm thinking they got to take what they can get and move on, because it's like the Affordable Care Act. It wasn't everything everybody wanted, but guess what? They got it passed, and it's still here, and they're trying to build on that. So take what you can get now and build on it later. It's time to get this thing passed. And like I said, even being a progressive, I get it that they're hanging on to it, but it's time to get things passed and punt and build on it later on. So I'll take your comments off the air.
Yeah, Nick, excellent point. Yeah, and I want to say something, too, to my progressive friends. The Democratic Party is progressive. In 1949, they merged with Fighting Bob's Progressive Republicans. And now people move farther to the left, and that is great. I'm only going to leave you with one thing. The mainstream Democratic Party is Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. They want the soft infrastructure. They're pushing the soft infrastructure. Manchin and Sinema are Republicans. They get most of their money from Republicans. Manchin owns about a $30 million stake in a coal company. And I'm deeply suspicious that he's just shining us and that he keeps BSing us and all of that. So my point, just like Nick's and look just like Wisco Paul, is this. Okay, you start to take what you can get. Here we can get more than that, though. And here's my thought. Here's my strategy. If you do not, I say, if you do not pass the hard infrastructure and keep screwing around with it, what's going to happen? What's going to happen if it goes into the next term and McCarthy is the speaker? All he has to do, because it hasn't passed the House yet, is amend it and say that it's going to be non-union wages. They already have taken away prevailing wage in a lot of places. I don't want the carpenters and the electricians and the laborers and the machinists and the sheet metal workers and the iron workers and the operating engineers having to work for non-union wages. Walker did that. He busted unions. So let's nail that. Now, the other thing is you have Manchin and Sinema. Can we get them back? Are they holding out because they're just screwing around and once the hard infrastructure is passed, they won't do anything? They're not doing anything anyway. I don't think they much care about the hard infrastructure, even that. At that point, Biden has said, and I do trust Biden, that he thinks that Manchin will vote for soft infrastructure. It's not going to have immigration in it. It's not going to have paid family leave in it. I get it. That ain't great. But it's going to have universal pre-K. It's going to have Medicaid expansion. It's going to have child care. It's going to have a lot of good stuff. Get it nailed down. And Sinema has already agreed and negotiated pharmaceutical relief that lets the government negotiate on 10 drugs. One of them is insulin. Right now it's costing people $635 a month. Under this plan, it'd be $35 a month, and there'd be a cap of $2,000 on what you'd have to pay out of pocket. Take it. Take it. For the love of Pete, take it. Get our people working at union wages and take all of this stuff and then build on it after that. That's my view. We're going back to the lines. Tom and McFarland, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Tom?
Hi, Matt. You know, I think that Manchin and his penchant for wanting to means test, you know, any kind of credit relief for lower income families. He brings up a very good point. We want to make sure that any targeted subsidies and credits are geared at those who most deserve it. But I'm wondering, when do we do that to the billionaires and the corporations and means test them to see if they actually deserve the billions upon billions of subsidies and tax credits that we're giving them?
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And I'll tell you one other thing. It just was revealed yesterday, 18 billionaires got stimulus checks. They got $1,400 stimulus checks because they don't show any income. That requires tax reform. That is another big issue. And that one, Manchin and Sinema are blocking as well. It has nothing to do with progressives because every Democrat wants it. Right now, hedge fund operators don't pay income taxes. They have their income called something like carried interest. And then they pay capital gains taxes. And nobody does anything about it, including Democratic senators. Nobody does anything about it. My point is, put our trades to work at union wages, get what you can out of Manchin and Sinema, and keep up the good fight. Tom, thanks for calling in. Excellent point. Excellent point. Great show. Great call-ins. Very controversial call-ins. I don't think I'm going to see Matt Flynn as the backup quarterback for the Packers anytime soon. And I'm very sorry about that, but that's the way it is. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman. Tell you what, you have dueling tangents. You want to hear more Luke? You're going to hear him. Luke and Brian, 2 to 3. Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram, Good Evening Program Weekend. You want more Pizza Box Mike? You'll get him at noon on Saturday. Pizza Box Mike and other people. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.